If you have a desire to help others, Catholic Community Services of the Mid-Willamette Valley, based in Salem, would like to hear from you. Joining Mater Dei Radio this morning to tell us about their programs is Kyle Dietz. He is the Chief Operations Officer with Catholic Community Services, and he's with us this morning. We really appreciate it, Kyle. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Good morning, David.
Well, one of the programs that we wanted to talk about today is your service for adults who experience intellectual and developmental disabilities, or IDD. Tell us a little bit about this program and really how it came to be.
Sure, will do. So this program serves people in 24-hour homes, meaning that there's staff that support them 24 hours a day, and folks who experience intellectual and developmental disabilities. And it's really a home setting where they live there and receive the support they need to really enjoy life and meet their goals.
You know, it's interesting. I was reading some notes about the program, and this was established during the closure of the Fairview Training Center in the late 80s and the early 90s. And I know people who have lived in the area for many years will remember the Fairview Training Center and the programs it provided. So this is an offshoot of that.
That's right. Catholic Community Services was one of the first provider organizations to support people with complex medical needs who were moving out of Fairview Training Center and really wanted to move into the community and be in neighborhoods where they could get to know people in the community just like anybody else. And so we were one of the first to provide kind of the skilled nursing support that it really took to help them be healthy and safe and live the life that they would like.
Mm-hmm. So how many folks do you serve and in what areas?
Sure. We serve about 50 people across Marion, Linn, Polk, and Clackamas counties. Most of the homes are located here in Salem and in Marion County, 15 homes total. And most of those homes serve three people. So it's a small setting, and we have a few homes that do serve five people, only about three of those homes, though, that serve five. And the smaller numbers of people that live there, of roommates that live together, is really better to be more home-like environment with the 24/7 staffing coming and going.
Right. And so what sort of needs are addressed in the homes?
You know, it really varies on what the person needs, really. So, yeah. You know, we have some folks who really need some nursing care, and so we have a couple nurses on staff, an LPN and an RN and a contract RN that really help take care of all the nursing care plans and what's called delegated nursing tasks, where our staff actually learn how to do some things that typically a nurse would be able to do, but they work under the nurse's license to support things like G-tubes, J-tubes, helping with other skilled nursing tasks. And then other things that people really need help with are more like support for what's called activities of daily living, really just getting up and going about their day and getting their medications and, you know, getting their hygiene care completed and getting to their appointments and also just doing fun activities. And so some folks also need support to just navigate those transitions where they might experience some behavioral needs where our staff are skilled and just helping them to work through those challenges so they can move on to the next thing for the day.
Right. So have you seen this program grow over the years? Has it topped out, or where are you at with that?
Sure. So it's been fairly consistent for a number of years. And back in 2012, we acquired the Mount Angel Developmental Programs and doubled our size of this program and to be where we are today with the 15 homes and about 50 people. But it's maintained about that level since then. You know, COVID was, of course, extremely challenging to maintain our staffing levels and then making sure people were kept safe and weren't getting the virus. And so we were really lucky that we were not hugely impacted like some others had been in healthcare in terms of long-term care facilities. And our homes that we support here were, you know, very much protected from the virus. So it's really, thankfully, we didn't lose any homes during that time. We didn't reduce our size. We didn't have to close homes because of staffing. That was one of our goals that we were able to hold on to through that pandemic.
Right. We're speaking with Kyle Dietz. He is the Chief Operations Officer with Catholic Community Services of the Mid-Willamette Valley, based in Salem, talking about their service for adults who experience intellectual and developmental disabilities. Now, it sounds like you need help. You need employees to help with this program. How many folks are you looking for?
That's a great question. You know, this is one of our main ministries that we've like we said earlier, for since the early 90s, really, serving some very vulnerable, wonderful individuals. And so we really need about 30 direct support professionals to come and work in these family-style homes supporting people with intellectual disabilities. And right now we've been kind of covering that through lots of overtime. We got really dedicated folks, staff, DSPs that are working, but they're getting burned out and we need additional support. We have a contractor that's coming in that does a good job, but we can't afford to continue paying the contractor long term. So we really just need to find some people that just want to make a difference in the lives of people who experience intellectual developmental disabilities. And about 30 overall would be the need.
Do you have to have any specific training to do this, or do you do the training? How does that work?
We do all the training in-house, and you know, it requires somebody that's got a high school diploma or GED, and that's been, you know, age 18 or older. But really, that's it. You know, we of course would love it if somebody had any kind of caregiving experience, you know, working in a nursing care or even taking care of a family member. Those kind of things would all be helpful, but aren't required. You know, really, it's just the desire of somebody that's 18 or over to make a difference, and we'd love to talk with them.
Yeah, and again, it sounds like, just looking at the notes, competitive pay, good benefits.
Yeah, you know, we've got 11 holidays, we've got fully paid health care for the employee, and 50% for the dependent coverage. We also have a very generous PTO plan. We also have retirement company match, so a lot of great benefits that are really competitive in the current market.
And the best way, if folks want to get in touch with you to learn more about the program or how to apply, how should they go about doing that?
So really just to visit our website, ccswv.org, and go to the Join Our Team tab for the application process, and then you'll see the openings for direct support professional.
Hey, before we run out of time too, I know you've got a couple of activities coming up here in the future.
Yes, we do.
Yeah, maybe you can address a couple of the events.
Absolutely. And, you know, we're really excited that this next year we're celebrating our 85th anniversary. We've been supporting people in our community for that long, which is, I think, just wonderful. And we're really proud of that. And we are holding a 85th anniversary mass at St. Edward's Catholic Church on January 29th over in Kaiser. And we're blessed to have Father Gary and Father James Herrera presiding that. And so anybody's just welcome to come if they want to just come to the 85th anniversary mass. We'd love to see him there.
Oh, that is fantastic. 85 years. Wow.
85 years.
That is service. What a great service. Absolutely.
In ministry.
Again, on the website?
On the website, too. And then there's one other, if it's okay, I'd like to just highlight.
Please do.
We have Father Greg Boyle. I don't know if many people are familiar with him, but he's the founder of Homeboy Industries and also the author of Tattoos on the Heart, and just a wonderful, wonderful guy. He's coming to speak on June 27th at the Queen of Peace Catholic Church at 4:30. And he's like I said, he's an author and just a wonderful story about the his organization, Homeboy Industries, that he founded. And if people are interested in coming to hearing him talk, there's going to be in March some Eventbrite ticketing possibilities. So you need to go into Eventbrite to find the event. And it's a full sponsored event. It's free. But to check our Facebook and our website as it gets a little closer to March for the June event would be the best way to find out more. So again, ccswv.org, Father Greg Boyle.
Ah, fantastic. Two really wonderful events. He's Kyle Dietz, Chief Operations Officer with Catholic Community Services of the Mid-Willamette Valley. Hey, Kyle, thank you for all the work that you do. We really appreciate it.
Thank you, David. Appreciate the opportunity to be on.
All right. Well, God bless.
Thank you. You too.